Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth Amos, your host. It is just so great to have you here with me today, and I hope that what I give you today will be helpful. Scott and I talked this morning about daily lists and why they're different from the big brain dump list we talked about before, and how they can be useful in deciding just how much you can put in the day, how we can't do everything in one day. So have a listen, and then I'll chat some more afterwards.
Ruth Amos is with me. She's one of our regulars. She's an author. She's brilliant. And she's with me right now. Good morning.
Oh, thank you, Scott. Made my day.
Well, you make my day just coming in.
Are we lovely
people?
We've got people?
This mutual friendship thing going on here. Hey, really now, great. We're talking about daily lists today.
We are, because we talked a little while ago, a conversation about doing a big brain dump list, you know, an everything list. But the thing is, you can't work off that list, not in a daily way.
Oh, I should show you my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do this. Sorry, you keep talking about lists and I'm going to open this up and you're going to laugh your head off.
Because because if you've got a big list of everything that was in your brain, as you start working and ticking things off, you're putting more things on the bottom. You feel like you never, ever, ever get it done, and it's not a good brain space to be in at all. Is this what you're going to show me?
Well, this is what I've done, you see. I've made this list and this is going to make you laugh. All right, this is my list.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you see this?
Oh, wow. No, this is not a working list.
And this was me sitting down one day and just going, brain dump.
Yeah.
And it was like everything I could possibly, and I was going through in my mind every room in the house and things I need to do. And all, you know, all these
and
jobs.
That's really good. That's a really powerful tool.
Yeah.
But to work from that from day to day, because I'm telling you guys, it is just dense text. It's just crazy. You can't work from that.
No.
And so I heard Dana K. White, she talks about your day being a container. You know, it's finite. You can only fit so much in. And no matter how much you think you can fit more in, you can't. You can only fit so much in. And so you need to make a list that accounts for that, that says, today, if I do this, this and this, I've done a day's worth of work, and you can cross them off and finish them and you feel so much better about life.
It feels good when you tick that final thing off the list and you're like,
yes,
done.
You know, and then you can rest, which is important.
Yeah. Well, I was saying before, you know, like I used to make a list in my previous job and it's like the things that I want to get done that day, but I had to make sure they were achievable things.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing worse than getting to the end of the day and just going, oh, I haven't done my list, you know. And even though you've done a fair bit, it's like because you couldn't actually have that satisfaction of completing the list, there was a real kind of a, oh.
Yeah.
You know, whereas if you do something that's achievable, then you go, oh, yeah, like that was a pretty good day.
Yeah. I had to come to the realization I'm an editor as well as an author. Make money by editing. It's great. Anyway, it takes me a couple of hours to edit 5,000 words. And it doesn't take less than a couple of hours to edit 5,000 words. I have to set aside 2 hours to do that. If I think I can do it in half an hour, I'm just kidding myself and I'm going to feel dreadful at the end of the day. Yeah. So I think that it's important to have a space that's small so that you can't accidentally add more. And this is where a task manager on a phone maybe doesn't work so well. Maybe a little post-it note or a little space. I have a week to a page calendar that just has, you know, that little space for each day.
Yeah.
And I can write things on that, but I can only write so many things. Even if I write really small, I can only write so many things. And maybe if I get a 5,000 word job, I have to block out 2 hours of that day. But then I'm just a bit more sensible about what I can achieve in the day.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about this brain dump list for me is it's been like a basis then of creating my daily list.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's like all of a sudden I go, all right, what do I need to do today? All right, okay, I'll pick this and this. And then it just means I'm gradually, you know, whittling that down.
Yeah,
but it means every day I've got little achievable tasks.
Yeah. So there's, you know, more than one list necessary for your life. You know, the big brain dump list, so important. Helps it get it out of your brain and you feel free and you know that it's kept somewhere and you're not going to forget something important. But then pick from that what you're going to put in your daily list.
Yeah, I love it. Is there anything else you need to tell us before we let you go?
No, I think that's all. Oh, no, there is. There is. I forgot. I just look down at my notes and say, if another job comes during the day, so you've got your daily list and you're working through it and another job pops up, don't put it on today's list, put it on tomorrow's list.
Okay.
You've already made the list for today. You know what you're going to achieve today. If another job pops in, which it will, you'll get emails and you'll get phone calls and whatever.
What about if it's an urgent job?
Yeah, then you have to bump something from your daily list.
That's going from the daily list and this one's going on there.
Tomorrow and this one's going on today. Right, yeah.
Hey, Ruth, thank you so much.
Thanks, Scott.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so episode 75 it was when I talked about the big everything list, the brain dump list, the list that you just pour out every single thing you can possibly think of that you have to do at any moment in time, and you write it down. And I talked a bit on the podcast for that one about how to organize that list in terms of maybe urgent and important, or in terms of batching like jobs or things like that. So yeah, it was quite amazing. I have to say, Scotty's everything list was just dense text on his phone, all the things he could possibly think of to do. And look, it is really good to have that list. It is important. But when you try to use that list as a daily list to let you know what you should be doing every day, you run into a couple of problems pretty quickly. And one of them that I probably didn't explore real well with Scott was that you can jump from thing to thing on the list. So you might not ever completely finish one of those jobs. You might start on one and then not feel like doing that and move to another one and then change back and maybe go to a third one. You can jump around on that list a lot. And because you never quite bring a job to completion, you never get to cross it off the list. So it's just weighing on you. It's half finished. It's half there. And that's a very bad feeling. And the reason why we're using these lists is to improve our mental health, to be honest. That's what lists are for, to make our brains happier, to get things done. I mean, I want you to feel better about every day and feel more peaceful about what you've accomplished and all those amazing things. So having a big list where you jump around from thing to thing and never quite finish something, that's a bit bad for your mental health. It just doesn't make you feel good. And another thing is that often with those big brain dump lists, what you put on the list is not a task, it's a project. Okay, so projects are bigger things that are made up of multiple tasks. So, for example, my project might be getting the podcast out today, but that's made up of recording with Scott in the morning, recording my intro and this bit, whatever you call this, explanation or something, I never know what to call it, in my labelling of my documents. Oh my goodness, there's another whole topic we could go into. But yes, that's part of it. And then I need to edit everything together and make sure it all sounds about the same level of volume and all that kind of stuff. And then I need to attach the picture to it, and I need to attach the blog post to it, and I need to put that up all online, and then I share it on social media. So you can see that there is a large variety of tasks there. It's not just one task. And so if I have podcast on my list, that's more a project and less of a task. And things like that happen with the big brain dump list. Like your project might be to renovate the deck, but that needs to be broken up into little tasks. You can't cross off renovate the deck until you've bought the wood for the deck cladding, until you've painted or bought the paint or painted, until you've cleaned it up, until you've, I don't know, obviously I'm not going to be the person renovating our deck. Moz is, and he's probably got a whole list of things that belong under that project. And so if you're working from your big brain dump list, you'll have these projects, you'll have also tasks, because that's the whole point, is to get these tasks out of your head, but you'll also have projects that you just can't check off forever and ever and ever. And crossing things off your list is the powerful thing about lists. It's the thing that makes lists so joyful, is that you get to cross things off and get this feeling of, oh, I've achieved my goal. That's what I use lists for. I don't think that anything else works quite the same as crossing things off a list. So that's one reason why we need to go from a really big list with everything on it to a smaller list, because of bringing more focus down to let's look at tasks rather than projects. Also, when you're using your big list as your to-do list, your everyday to-do list, it really is a problem because the list doesn't ever get smaller. Okay, so I don't know whether you have done this, but I have never crossed everything off my big list, ever, because that's not the point of that list. That one is just to keep track of what has. I mean, I guess if you were ready to die, you'd want to cross everything off because you knew you were going to die tomorrow. Maybe that would work. But really, it's just a list that's going to keep growing. You're going to come up with ideas to put on it. Other people are going to give you jobs to put on it. It's going to keep growing. And so you never get to the end of it. And because it never gets smaller, and often gets bigger, you never feel like you achieve anything. You don't get that feeling of satisfaction of, I have done today's work. So, because you want that feeling of, I have done today's work, you need today's list. That one list that's for today. And that should not be a big list. It really should be a small list. A day is finite. A day only has 24 hours and you need to sleep some of those. I'm sorry to tell you, but you really do need to sleep some of those. That's very, very important. And you need to play some of those, either with spending time with friends and family or just relaxing, reading a book, watching telly, going for a walk, you know, just chill out. So those things also need to have time. So your day is really small. It's really finite. And what I've been telling myself this year is lower your expectations. You can't actually do it all. And you're not supposed to. And I really mean lower your expectations so that when you do achieve what you do achieve in a day, you feel good about it. Hey, I expected to achieve that and I have achieved that, or I've achieved more than I expected. So exciting. Yeah, so you need to limit. And the way to limit when you're writing a list is to only write a small list. Just give yourself a small space to write in. Now, I've suggested with Scott a post-it note, or you can get some, you know, reasonably large post-it notes. I think 2 inch by 1 inch or something like that. I'm losing those vague imperial things because I'm not really sure. But yeah, a small space, or my little space. Let me have a look. I've got about 10 lines in my calendar to write. So that gives me, limits me to 10 tasks. And some of the tasks are going to take a short time. So if I write, get the washing in, I know that's only going to take me 10 minutes, but it takes up one line. So that means that when I have a bigger task, like edit 5,000 words, as I said, I can either block off 2 hours of my day because I have hour spacing on my list, or I just know that the smaller tasks and the bigger tasks even out and you end up with around about the right number of things to do in a day. So yeah, I think 6 to 10 things in a day, because some of them are going to be small and some of them are going to be large. They should fill up your day and that should be enough. So what do you put on your daily list? Well, you use your master list. That's what your master list is for. So you look at your master list, you run your eyes down, and maybe some things will jump out at you and say, urgent, got to do this. And maybe some things will jump out at you and say, hey, you really want to work on this today. And having a mix of the two, things you should be doing, must do, are urgent and sometimes boring, and things that you want to do, you really want to work on, you're ready to power through. Having a mix of those things in your day, really good thing. I think sometimes your day will have things that you just know you have to do. So, for example, every second Thursday on my list is going to talk to Scott. That's what I have to do. So write that down, because it takes up space in my day and it is something I'm doing. I'm probably not pulling it off the master list every time. Maybe I'm pulling it off my calendar. And oh, calendar, whole other tool there. Open a whole can of worms. A whole new thing that we can talk about. Calendars, I think we will do soon. But yeah, use your master list, because that's where you've written down everything you need to do. Use your daily list, things you're going to do today, things you want to do, and things you must do. Some things are urgent and you have to do them straight away. But yeah, as I said, it's really a great idea to make room for those things that are non-urgent, but still important and that feed your soul and that are things that make you happy. And then there's the other issue of things that turn up in your day that you need to add to your list. So, yeah, as I said to Scott, if you get a new job today, something comes in by email or someone gives you a phone call or you remember something, that can go on tomorrow's daily list. And yes, he said, what if it's urgent? Oh, well, you bump something from today onto tomorrow. But let's think about this a bit before you just jump in and do that. Let's not mess up the day unnecessarily. Sometimes things look urgent, but if you say to people, I'm sorry, my day is fully booked today, but I can get to that tomorrow, you'll be surprised how often they say, oh, all right, tomorrow's fine. So your time is actually precious. Your time is valuable. And what you use your time for, you need to take control of that, because it's your time. And I am very, very good at looking at other people's priorities and putting them ahead of my own. So someone drops me an email and says, could you get to that? Yep, straight away. I'll put my important but not urgent thing off to tomorrow and I'll do your thing today. But I am learning that their thing is valuable, yes, and my thing is valuable as well. And sometimes their thing is the thing that needs to wait until tomorrow. Difficult to do, hard to do. Well, if you're my personality type, it's hard anyway. But so valuable because you are put on earth for a reason. And now I'm getting very big picture here, but you are. You have something that is yours that you need to give the world. And I just want to encourage you to make time for that thing on your daily list, that thing that only you can give the world, that thing that adds to the value in the world. And make time to do it because it's important. So these tasks that we have, they are how we make up our life. Annie Dillard said, how we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. What we do with this hour and that one is what we are doing. This is what it is. Your life is made up of the daily tasks that you do. So let's use a daily list to sort those daily tasks to make sure that we are doing the thing that we are called to do, that we are put on this earth to do. You are valuable, and let's make your time show that to the world. Yes, it's big, but it's worth it. So, yeah, I'd love to hear from you. How do you organise your day? Do you use pen and paper like me? Do you use an app on your phone? And if so, how do you limit it to a daily thing? And how do you make sure that you do in a day what belongs in the day and don't try to squeeze in too much more? I'd love to hear from you. You can drop me a line on Facebook, Ruth Amos Author. You can find me on Twitter, Amos_RJ. And you can write to me by using the contact form on ruthamos.com.au. And I will chat to you again in a couple of weeks.